So far, roughly 2,200 Syrian refugees have arrived on U.S. soil, 77% of them women and children, according to the State Department. Only a handful have landed in New York, but Mayor Bill de Blasio, who has called New York a proud immigrant city, says the city will not turn its back on those who are persecuted and fleeing war, calling Muslim New Yorkers crucial allies in the fight against terrorism. Republican presidential candidates Ted Cruz and Jeb Bush have called on the U.S. to accept Syrian Christian refugees, but not Muslims. Dr. Ahmad Jaber, president of the Arab American Association of New York and Dawood Mosque, calls this rhetoric unconstitutional.
How dare you say you are not welcoming refugees? Now, how dare you say that based on their faith, you are not welcoming them because they are Muslims?
Dawood, in the heart of Brooklyn, was the first mosque established in the state of New York in 1939. Today, there are more than 270. Dr. Jaber says the community, comprised of immigrants from Yemen, Egypt, Palestine, and Syria, among others, welcomes refugees, both Muslim and Christian.
We have a large relationship with the families who are in our neighborhood, who are welcoming immigrants to come and share their places.
Dr. Jaber's organization provides social services, including English language assistance, health care, and after-school programs for kids. Other community groups fill the remaining voids. The International Rescue Committee provides an annual summer program to prepare refugee children for life in the city.
Even when the larger community is not supportive, that they know that there's a community to which they belong, that where they're valued, and where they can develop a really positive sense of who they are.
Three separate opinion polls published this month by Bloomberg, Washington Post, ABC, and NBC News indicate that a slight majority of Americans think the U.S. should not accept any more refugees from Syria, many citing security concerns in the wake of the Paris attacks. Meanwhile, the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees has submitted over 22,000 individual cases for resettlement consideration throughout the country. Ramon Taylor, VOA News, New York.